Hey, what's up, guys? This is Marquez Pickett, and you know, call me AKA Quiz HTML or AKA Quiz Code. You know, holla at your boy. But yeah, man, today, hope you guys are having a blessed day out on this Monday. It's hot outside right now while I'm at in school, so hope you guys are having, you know, stay out of the sun. It's real hot, 90 degrees, ain't nothing to play with. But today, you know, I want to tell you guys about how I've been going on learning HTML and CSS. HTML and CSS, because that's what I'm learning right now, and JavaScript is next. But now I just want to go by and tell you guys how it's going, what I'm doing, any tips or tricks I can give you guys to do to learn it like I am right now. And, you know, this podcast is going to be about today. Just me giving you tips and tricks on how I do things with HTML and CSS, just learning it right now from the basics. So what I can tell you right now is the first tip or trick is I cut out a lot of my social life. Like, I don't play games like I used to no more, but God knows I miss them. And I don't go out no more like that, man, you know. One thing I do really, man, I get up, go to class. Well, get up and brush my teeth, wipe my face, and go to class. And come back and get right to it. I go to coding. I watch videos, tutorials all day, every day. I try and build projects, you know. Just to get fluent with it, building projects, building with HTML and CSS, just to get more fluent with it. And basically, man, really all I ever do is just study it 10 or 12 hours a day, just them two programming languages till I master it. Then once I master it, I own a JavaScript. But what else I do though is, you know, mostly I spend, who I learn from mostly is a guy named Joe. He's on a website called codingphase.com. You guys really go check him out. He's the best instructor to me, because that's who I'm mostly learning everything for. He teaches you a lot, man. He teaches you all about the web development. And mostly, man, everything you need just to be successful. But you got to put in the time and the work. That's what I'm doing right now, man. I'm trying to get to it. I'm trying to get into the industry. Just make some good money, and just, I really enjoy doing it. It's really fun, and it really just embraces on how you just create a website from scratch. Like, it's your project. You did it. And as much as I can say is, I love it. I love doing it right now. But the thing is, you got to be dedicated to it. If you really want to be be really good at it, you got to be dedicated to it. That's why I'm going right now. I try and do it every day. Because I'm on like a pace right now. I think I'm only going like a month right now learning it. I'm just still going, taking it day by day, just getting better and better each day. That's what I can tell you guys too, man. You got to put in the time, at least 10 hours a day. If you're working, I can understand that you're trying to get by and get it in as much as you can. But me right now, dealing with school, I don't have a job right now. So mostly I'm just coding all day or just looking at videos, just trying to get good and perfect my craft of what I'm doing. And just getting better, man. You know, just catching up with tutorials, just finding websites. The websites I'm doing right now, the layout, I'm building the e-commerce website. I'm building the real estate website. I'm building my own portfolio page right now as we speak. And what is the other one? E-commerce. We're in a restaurant website and a, what's the other one? And a digital agency. Them are the ones I think are the most important websites to build first. Well, not to build first, but to have projects that you did. But it's good to practice on them projects, like to get the code. That's all you need to do and learn. And that's how you really learn it most of the time, because you're doing it so much. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm just trying to be the master of the basics. Everything about the basics is what I try and master first, so I can have a good foundation, and so everything else really can come easy to me. And that's what I'm doing mostly every day. I'm just trying to give you guys something that you can do. Oh, yeah. One more thing I always do, too, I think. Whoa, did I say it already? No, I didn't. But, you know, as I say, take 10 or 12 hours is what I do. But I also take breaks. You got to take a break. I learned that the hard way. I tried to study all day, like try to put like a 17, 18 hour when I was at home. And it didn't go good. My head was hurting. I was sleeping half of the time. I couldn't concentrate. So yeah, I had some bad experiences with trying to overtrain my brain, trying to learn it so fast. You know, I think I consider this as like lifting weights, really, because you don't want to overdo yourself, like overdo your brain too much, and don't give it a rest. That's really could be a bad thing for you, because I did it and it didn't do good. So, you know, start off light. If you can't do it for so long, start off just like put 5 pounds on the bench press. Start off light, hit that for about a week. Then you just build up, man. Just build up your hours. And the more you learn, the more time you can put in, the more projects you build, you know, the closer you'll be to becoming a full-fledged web developer. And or also email developer. It's really HTML and CSS, it's really in that same category as email developer. And, you know, those are some of the tips and tricks I wanted to give you and to give you guys. And I also want to talk about another segment right now. What I'm studying is WordPress. I'm dealing with WordPress right now as we speak. I'm learning it through codephase.com. I'm getting through it right now. It's dealing with the PHP computer language. I never really got into it like that, so I had to learn it. And I had to learn it and try and get more in depth with it, because there's jobs out there with that too. That's what I want to try and go for, at least want to go for the email developer, the web developer, the junior web developer, and a WordPress developer. I'm just trying to get my foot in the door in the industry so I can just get that experience I need. Then I can build my career on the way up. But it takes hard work and dedication. That's what I'm doing right now. 10 hours, 12 hours a day. I know they're going to pay off one day. So I just keep going. I keep striding. And I just keep learning. I keep striving for greatness. That's what I got in my head right now, that I can do it. I can be the best. Every day, every time I go in, hop on the computer, do some projects, get some work, get some videos in. And that's how I feel mostly every day. I feel the same. I feel dedicated. I wake up hungry, wanting to get it, wanting to learn all the languages. Everything. I want to learn all the frameworks. I want to learn everything. And yeah, that's how I mostly get by my day every day. And I don't get tired of it. For doing it for a month now, I haven't got tired of it yet. I'm loving it right now, doing it right now. So, you know, if you got the dedication to do it, just do it. And just do it like, do you want to do it to make the websites and do everything that you need to do. Right now, I'm loving it right now, though. Just learning. There's some challenges, I tell you that. Sometimes I be doing a project, can't figure something out. I be wanting to quit sometimes, but deep down inside of me, I know I can't quit. You want to do this. You determined. So, you know, I take that little short break. And just take the short breaks to ease my mind, go do something, go like, you know, read a book, go look at some videos on YouTube, and just to ease your mind about things, and then come back, and bam, you can have it right there. Sometimes you just need that break, like I say. That break is real good for you. And just right now, all I can say is what I'm doing, putting the 10 to 12 hours on HTML and CSS, I'm going to do that same thing on each and every program. On that 10 or 12 hours, I'll at least take like an hour, probably like a 3-hour break in between. So I won't be trying to kill myself, kill my brain in that little time segment. But yeah, that's how I'm doing it right now. I just want to give you guys something. So you guys, you know, you can put it in your plans or, you know, just to learn it. And I'm giving you guys like, it's a lot of things out there to learn on, like a lot of tutorials and a lot of videos. All of them are good, but as I say, I think Joe from CodingPhase.com is the best one hands down to me. Because I learned a lot. Like, I learned easy. Like, he broke it all down for me. And I want to be just like him, making a website, teaching other people how to do the programming languages, how to get all of them, how to get it down, all the basics and the frameworks. I'm a long way from my journey, but I'm going to reach it one day. You know, I'm on this adventure. I'm just trying to get it. Trying to be one of the best in the whole world right now. That's how I feel. That's how I gotta wake up in the morning and think I can be the best at what I'm doing right now. I ain't got a lot, but I'm still determined though, just to get it, man. I'm just motivated every day. Every time I see things, websites, every time I see like a website, I break it down into layers with HTML. I can see the nav bar, I can see the header, I can see the sidebar, I can see the foot, I can see everything mostly now. Because I study so much of it that I'm getting used to it. Like I know what I see now. And yeah, you guys, you know, just keep working, man. That's what I'm doing. You can follow with me. I work every day. Probably after this podcast right now, I'm probably finna go hop back on a project on my portfolio page I'm trying to finish. Then I finish that, and I gotta learn how to deploy it and all that. I'm gonna figure it out. Then I'm gonna try and push all your projects to GitHub. That's what I'm doing right now. So you can show like future employers that you're active and you're working every day. Like you gotta show them that. You gotta show them like that you're working, you hungry, you wanna be an employee, you wanna get hired. That's how I'm going about it right now. And I'm loving it right now. I'm motivated every day, like I said. Cause when I finish school in July 27th is when I graduate. Right after that, I hope I have everything ready so I can just go job application after job application. Just like I can just push every, like my portfolio website with my projects. I just want to put it everywhere. Like have it on, I want to have my website. I want to have my own domain, MarquezPickett.com, with my portfolio website. That's my goal right now at July 27th when I graduate. I want to have all that with my projects. My GitHub has at least like 20 or 30 projects by then. So then, you know, I got my podcast right now. Just trying to get known out here and just let the people know in the industry that I'm working. Like I want it. Like I want it a lot. And so that's why I study and that's why I grind every day. Dealing with HTML and CSS. And you know, just building up on the basics. Like I said, just code. That's what I do. Code. Just build up on the basics. And I feel like I went off topic just now. I'm supposed to be talking about HTML and CSS, but I'm just giving you a little brief backstory. But yeah, dealing with HTML and CSS, like I was saying, it was dealing with, I feel like HTML is the layout, like I was saying, and CSS is the style. It just, man, just learn the basics. That's all I can say is, you know, a lot of tutorials. I want to come out with my own tutorial soon with it, dealing with it. I really do. And I'm just going to have all the basics and all, you know, just teaching you guys how I learned it, dealing on down the line. And that's what, you know, I got a lot of plans. I just got to take them step by step. That's how I encourage everybody else to do. Take your plans step by step. Don't jump too far. Don't jump too small. Jump just the way you want to jump to it. Yeah, I'm just dealing with the HTML and CSS. That's my bread and butter. Is what I know mostly right now. And I just the 10 or 12 hours I study them every day. I guess it just gets glued to you. It just like gets stuck with you. And yeah, you guys, you know, just keep working. Like I said, you know, if you're not motivated, one day you feel like, man, I can't do it. Just look at me. I can say right now. I think I can motivate you because I'm motivated as ever. I get motivated easily just watching everybody do it. Like, I know I can do this. Yeah, don't ever let nobody tell you either, man, that you can't do it either, man. Don't let nobody take your dream away ever. People try to do me like that, talking about I couldn't do it. Talking about it take too long, you wouldn't do nothing. But I'm making, like, leaps of progress right now that I ain't even think I can do. So don't ever let nobody take your joy from you. Always be happy and thank the Lord that you can see another day, that you can see the sun, that you can work and try and do something productive with yourself. Make you a good career out of web development. Cause I'm going to do it. Cause you know, that's what I'm striving for right now. And you know, I just wanna tell you guys that too, man. Motivation, that don't let nobody tell you can't do nothing in life. It's a lot of things out in the world you can do and people tell you can't. They just mad that you can do it and they can't. And yeah, that's all I gotta say. Just study. Go language by language. Don't jump too far. Learn all the basics first, the fundamentals. But that's what I'm doing right now. I don't wanna stretch too far and go too far to something else that I missed and didn't learn. And just a lot of things that you can do and mess up at, and just take your time. And I highly recommend going to see Joe at codingphase.com. I can't say it no more. That's what I'm learning from. The best to me. The very best, man. Yeah, you guys, man, I just wanted to talk to you guys in my second podcast, just give you a little info on how I'm going and my tips and tricks on HTML and CSS and how I'm learning them right now. And future updates on how I will learn JavaScript. Basically, it'd be the same thing. But, you know, man, you guys know this Good talking to you guys. Mark Quiz, Pick AK Quiz, HTML, AKA H. I can't even get it out. I'm sorry. Quiz, HT, H code. Ah, forget it. I'll see you guys later.